This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-0304, regarding Sharon Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, date of birth 7/21/1947. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Carter with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, chronic edema, and lithium nephropathy. Her last visit was October 17th of 2023. She's very grateful that she went to the Kidney Smart education class in November of this year, and she learned a lot about diet and has been trying to incorporate that into daily living. She's been trying very hard to quit smoking. She's not been successful yet, but she has cut down significantly. She's had no weight changes since her last visit. She's down to 216 pounds and has remained at that level. No leg cramps, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and edema is stable. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram once daily, and other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 216 pounds. Pulse is 74, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 146 over 78. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese without ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th of 2024. Creatinine is 2.65, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 18. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin, 3.4. Sodium, 144. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 24. Phosphorus is 3.2. Hemoglobin, 12.0, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression. 2, chronic edema, which is improved with the Lasix and the fluid restriction that she's following. 3, lithium nephropathy. The patient will continue to get monthly lab studies, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.